The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Time has come, as the time often does, the Bard of Broadcasting and the Internet's first superstar and the Bone Garden. Calling down names that will echo only when other people say them. Right here, my name is Frank Cotullo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. We're chronicling, it's that extra special 2017 version of the roll call from the Bone Garden. And it gets started right after this usual opening theme. Here we go. Ice cap to ice cap, from bellow and into every bordello. There's no time to waste. I have no time to waste. All I have to do is click that button. The Skype bridge has been built. And
it has been connected.
And there goes. No, here comes the Internet's first superstar.
Hello.
How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Well, I wouldn't expect you to be any other way. I have to open up the document because I have in front of me, and Dee will have in front of Dee, the roll call itself.
The roll call itself, the document.
The document. Let me tell everyone, or those of you who might be listening for the first time, why doesn't my document open? Uh-oh. You see this? Wait a second. What does that say? Audio. What does it say here?
You might have to restart your computer.
No. Get out of here. Why are these people like this? Here, I'll just open it up here.
Is that the producer or the director?
No, it's nobody that shouldn't be being quiet here. My auto hide ribbon. Show tabs. No, wait a second. I know what I'll do. I'm gonna get this thing. I'll quit and then I'll open it again. What? I got a right
click. We've only begun.
Let me just close the window here and then open it again. We have with us, you and I, and a great deal of names. And I just want to say this right now. We had one pass away while we were waiting for the show.
Really?
I know she's not. Now, everyone, please understand if you've never heard this show before, and that is, we are going to list celebrities from all walks of professional life and what have you, people who have passed away in 2017. That's the roll call from the Bone Garden. We're also going to talk about them with honor but with humor and some personal observations and sometimes personal stories we have about them. So please, there is no disrespect. Other shows are playing that, you know, music that makes you want to cry in the background and showing their pictures. Not us. We don't do that.
Not at all.
No. Maybe if I open up a word first. There you go. And then open up and then go open. Here, Bone Garden. I'll open that up and here we go.
Exciting research.
Yeah, I got it right
to
here.
To share.
We do? You do? Okay, start
I
with
do.
That.
I was doing some in-depth research before the show. And it appears that this is actually our 10th anniversary of Bone Garden together.
Wow. And I always ask, I say like, well, how long have we been doing this? And it's like, wow.
Officially, 2007 was our first garden.
So, okay, that was the first garden with you.
With me, yeah, yes. Because prior to that, apparently I replaced someone called Larry.
I guess Larry was here when, yes, I guess Larry was here when.
Because that was, I have that garden from Larry Splash Michaelis.
You have that?
2006. Wow. I have that.
That's
yes.
An archive that no one wants to hear. No, it might be. Who knows? But thankfully, he didn't leave.
Let me tell you, I listened to it and I'm glad I'm here.
He didn't leave. Thankfully though, he didn't leave for the Bone Garden. He's still around somewhere. But we,
very good news.
Our chemistry was unmatched, so we just continued. At least once a year, once in a while, we'll do some shows and stuff, but here we are. And as I said, there, for those of you listening, not, I know you're live, I still don't know how to say this correctly, but for those of you who are listening to the live broadcast as opposed to Lifelike, on another station, if they're playing it, we will go as long as we'd like to finish this list. Tom Savino's Savino Veritas will not be on this evening. So the first Veritas show, I think, comes on the 14th or something. And Tom, if you're listening, hello from me.
I do see Tom in the audience.
Okay, Tom's in the audience.
Yes, and congratulations, Tom. You made it.
Oh, yes, he did.
Not
that's
the
right.
List, but you made it.
Yeah. And congratulations to us and all of you people who have made it. We're going to start from January of 2017, and we're gonna walk through this list. Now you have
oddly enough, we're starting with
wow, and you have
man or mammal.
It's right? Amazing how you look at how you've done this. Okay, we're just gonna do each and every one. So here goes. So,
something tells me this is the first time you've opened the document.
Yes, well, you know me. I'm not, you know. Thank God for you. I'd be sitting here remembering. Is he still alive? I'd be going. Is he still alive or what? Let's start it off with the. This is true. This is real. You're doing a great job. Why don't you start with this one?
Well, thank you.
January.
In January, our first dead is actually an animal. It's Tilikum the orca. Died on January 6th. Apparently, this was a killer whale that was the subject of a documentary, Blackfish. It died after suffering a bacterial lung infection. And, he lived in SeaWorld, so of course everyone's upset about that.
Oh, he was a captivity whale.
He was a captivity whale. He was believed to be about 36 years old.
How else would we know? Is that old for an orca? For an orca? Well,
pretty damn old to me.
Old for an orca. Well, so Tilikum, does that mean anything? Do you know?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Okay. Well, Tilikum, we didn't miss you before, but we'll miss you now. I don't know. It's SeaWorld. Oh, in Florida, SeaWorld. Not where are you? So you're SeaWorld where I used to live in San Diego, but not anymore. Okay. See, we're just going to go through these. Anybody who wants to write to us. Can write you the artist D at the artist D. Is that the artist D at the artist D.com, right?
It's D at the artist D.com.
D at the artist D.com.
Or just tweet me at the artist D.
Tweet it, of course. We're on there at Frank Cotolo for the tweeting and fcotoloyahoo.com and this. Now, you know what else is going to happen? What always happens, and I'm going to go, really? That was this year? He's dead? She's dead? It's dead? Yeah. Right?
Quite a few of that this year.
But are there really? I did not. Remember, sure. Oh, this is January. I don't remember that William Peter Blatty died on. You don't have January 6th. Wait, you have any kind of dates? Didn't matter. You have a date.
They're in there.
Oh, okay. Wow, you went all the way to it. Let's see what it says here. Blood cancer. So they didn't write leukemia. They wrote blood cancer. Is that different than leukemia?
I didn't think so. Maybe it's a different type.
And he had turned 89, William Peter Blatty wrote.
He was the writer of The Exorcist.
And later on a director various things. He was, I mean, the director of there's a movie I really liked that he wrote, or maybe he directed, I don't remember the name of it now. But there's other ones. Ian Friedkin was... Wait, it doesn't mention that movie in here. Of course, The Exorcist and...
Yes, he wrote a book. Yeah, it's not in there, no.
Oh, well. Well, I don't know. It might come to me, but it doesn't matter. Casey Steech was in it. No, his last name isn't Casey Steech. What was his name? Casey Steech? Steech. Wow, I don't know. I got that. William Peter Blatty, dead of blood cancer. Go ahead. Next.
God rest your soul, or The Exorcist rest your soul. Miguel Ferrer, an actor, the son of Rosemary Clooney, died of cancer on January 19th. Yes, really.
Rosemary Clooney and Jose Ferrer, right, they were married. And they had a son. I think, I'm thinking.
Son, Miguel.
George Clooney was Rosemary's brother. That's right. They weren't married. That's right. And so George Clooney is the son of Rosemary Clooney. This is George Clooney's stepson. No, stepbrother.
Brother.
Yeah. From the same mother. That was January 19th. We're moving right along here.
We are.
Did you ever see him in anything? He was in RoboCop?
It was RoboCop, Chips, Magnum PI. I don't recall him.
A couple of weeks ago, they played RoboCop, RoboCop 2, RoboCop 3, RoboCop 4. I tried to go through them all there.
The return of RoboCop.
Yeah. Gordon Kaye is next, a British sitcom star. You remember him? Oh, Allo Allo. I'd seen that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, remember last year, we were happy about one thing. There were a lot of old people dying.
Mm.
Remember the ages?
Yes. Yes.
And we didn't have a lot of, sudden deaths and catastrophes. And here's a 75-year-old, Gordon Kaye.
What I've noticed for this year is a lot of people hanged themselves.
Oh, really?
Really?
Wow.
A lot of suicide and by hanging.
Oh, love. Well, let's move on. We've got.
You know, that's always my favorite topic.
So. Wow. Yeah. What's the joke with that? What's the rope? Give him enough. No. What's the rope joke?
Give him enough hang. Or give him enough rope, and he'll hang himself.
What's the rope joke? Ran out of rope. Okay, I don't know. Well, that's Gordon Kaye.
Who did not hang himself?
No, he did not hang himself. He died of nothing. I just don't. There's nothing here about him.
Yes, he was 75. That's what he died of.
Oh, look. 75. I used to drive one of these. Butch trucks. I'm going to look like a real old codger because I'm going to run into people that I don't know. And you don't want to run into a truck.
Especially a Butch truck.
You do Butch truck. Don't do Butch.
He was a drummer, and he died January 24th, age of 69. He was a member of the Allman Brothers, founded in 69, and of course also Greg Allman died, so they both died in the same year, and apparently they recorded the iconic live album at Fillmore East last year.
Grill, wait a minute, the Fillmore East is still there?
Well, I guess they did, yeah, at Fillmore East. Wow. It says they did it at there.
Wow. Okay. Fine. I didn't know any of the members or the names even of any of the members. I do remember, of course, the 69 and the Om. Hey, they were founded in 69. He died in of age 69, which means he was born in 1900? No, wait a second.
I don't think that adds up.
Butch Trucks, you know? Oh, that's, is that his real name, you think?
Probably.
Wow. You know the kid I'm talking about? He's in the Trucks family down the block.
Damn. I can't imagine anyone changing their name to Butch Trucks.
Butch Trucks. So what? I got coaches here. Oh, okay. What is the Butch? What was it?
The audience is going crazy tonight.
Butch Trucks.
What was the joke?
Forget it.
Okay. All right. We don't, they're doing their own things. This happened. Also, Mary Tyler Moore, of course. Some of the ones that everyone has done and talked about. If we don't have anything special, we're gonna scoot by those. Everyone knows, Mary Tyler Moore. I guess everyone, right?
Yeah, you've got nothing to say about her.
Well, you do. You wrote a whole thing about it here.
I didn't write any of this. But
Well,
I did my research now, yes. Just in case we need to talk. But everybody knows about Mary Tyler Moore.
I don't have any Mary Tyler Moore stories either.
I'm actually surprised. I thought you might.
No, nor do I have. I just know that what she was found when they put her in the Dick Van Dyke Show, because I remember I was a kid when the Dick Van Dyke Show was on, and that was one thing they'll never tell you about the Dick Van Dyke Show, as that Dick's still alive. He must be like 100. He's got to be old, Dick Van Dyke.
Close to, yeah.
So he must be on the list. You know about the list, right? Who's the favorite? Can you look that up?
Yeah.
We're just going to look up and find out who are the favorite first five. We'll do that in a little bit, but look it up for now. Here I have the staff with me here today. Mary Tyler Moore, did that show and the show became very popular after, I think, it almost got canceled the first season. But Dick Van Dyke was, when that, you get a chance to see it, because they have them on what, MeTV and, you know, they have them on cable. They show those, don't they? Show those?
They do, yeah.
Okay, watch it and think of this particular fact. Dick Van Dyke, 90% of the time, was drunk. Now we'll move on. And we'll talk about that, the sad, sorrowful day that Dick passes.
When he dies, exactly. We're saving the story.
But it just goes to show you that she probably didn't drink. And then, of course, she became more popular with her playing that other. You're going to make it after all there with all those guys. Mary Tyler. She was 80.
This morning,
Willie Geist, who's on the Today Show, said, and I didn't want to get up out of bed. I just happened to hear it. Get up and call NBC. He said that, of course, Mary Tyler Moore died. She was 60. He said she was 60.
Oops.
This is what you get from the young kids. And then he had to, someone
this
yelled
at. This is the damn news these days.
Someone Fake said news. Something and then he made the correction. So Mary Tyler was 80. And if you've never seen her in Ordinary People, that's what to see. Thank you.
That's where you want to look for Mary.
I still have no things here. Next, go ahead.
Next is I'm sorry, a legend. John
Hurt. Oh, God, we're going to hear this
John
one.
Now, why would John Hurt. I love John Hurt.
Why would leukemia, Lou? Here's one from Tom Savino just like, leukemia, Lou, L-O-U,
leukemia,
is a newsman. He's a member, relative?
Part of Savino Veritas?
Leukemia is... I'm not going to be moving around with this thing.
Do you want
thing.
A note on Dick Van Dyke?
No.
Oh,
no, I'll find it in a second. Will you hold
I
on?
Right here.
I know you have it. You
can
have
Waldorf, it.
On the list.
And you can... what do you mean? His odds of dying are not on the list?
He's not even in the top 100.
Well, God bless him, man. He's not even in the top 100. Let's hear it for Dick.
Number one is Kirk Douglas.
John Hurt... Hey, you know, that's the other one. Dick Hurts. Remember Dick Hurts? Is he dead?
No. He died a painful death.
He was only 77, John Hurt. When did you first see John Hurt?
I guess I first saw him because I'm out of touch, but I saw him in V for Vendetta, which is kind of newer.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
but then I saw him in The Naked Civil Servant. Because he is Quentin Crisp's representative here on Earth, which is why he is awesome. I love John Hurt.
John Hurt is the guy, for those of you who want to know the weirdest thing, tell me if I'm wrong here, because it's not in this little bio. In the movie Alien, John Hurt is, right? He's the guy.
Yes, that's him. Yeah.
Yes, he's the guy who the first alien of the whole series pops out of his chest.
That's right. Yeah, I got to know John Hurt like as an older actor, and then I learned all of this other stuff, like Alien.
Yeah, the Alien movie there.
And The Naked Civil Servant, which was not in this bio, which was so sad, because that was an awesome movie.
That's Quentin, the story of Quentin, right?
Yes, exactly, which is why I'm obsessed with everything.
Obsessed with everything. Yes, you're very busy. Very busy.
I am.
Person. Yeah, that's obsession with everything.
A lot of shows. Yeah. A lot of shows, people. Okay.
That'll change as you get older, too. What's the matter? Okay. Mike Connors. Now, I remember Mike Connors not from his hit show Mannix. Was it Mannix? Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Before that, he was in, I forgot the show. He was in a detective show, and it doesn't even show it here.
Not Perry Mason.
Oh, no. Perry not Perry Mason. Young people can't tell me the right things.
Two and a Half Men.
He was in a younger, he was in a, Oh, it was a good show too. It was the one. Yeah, well, it, and it's not even here, Matt. It's not even here, Mannix. Okay. He was 91. Does everyone know Mike Connors?
Yep.
No, huh? God, I wish I could remember things. Tonight, for some reason or other, I'm having a problem. I still didn't think of that other thing. I forgot what that other thing was I was thinking about.
Tonight of all nights.
I know. Barbara Hale, go ahead. Remember Barbara Hale?
This was a Perry Mason actress. She died January 26, 94. Also another old one. She played Della Street, the secretary to Perry Mason.
Saturday nights, Perry Mason. And Perry Mason now, and she didn't know at the time, and few people knew that the star of Perry Mason, who is dead, who is the guy in the original Godzilla movie, the American version of the original Godzilla. Godzilla, God bless you. I heard someone sneezing too. And that, she did not know, and no one knew at that time. I'm trying to think of his name. Who played Perry Mason?
The show you were thinking of is M Squad.
Yeah, no, it's not M Squad. No, it's not M Squad.
I think you have the Muppets in your audience.
Yeah,
tonight.
and what a staff. You think they'd help?
I'm helping.
No, yeah, you're helping with not.
They are the true definition of a crack staff.
Come on, who played Perry Mason? Come on, everyone. How can no one know that he was in the other night? He was in Rear Window. He's the murderer in Rear Window with
Raymond Burr.
Yes, Raymond Burr. No one knew at the time that Raymond Burr was gay.
Rescue Aid.
Because in those days you couldn't say it, you know.
Oh, that's so fascinating. I didn't know that.
She learned when he came out. And then, of course, he played Ironsides, which is a...
I forgot about that.
Yeah, the guy he's a lawyer in a wheelchair. Call him Ironsides. Hey, we don't... You know, it's like, pay attention to the wheelchair.
Mike Hammer.
Yes, Mike, no. He wasn't Mike Hammer.
He was in Mike Hammer.
Oh, God. Now we're going to be hung up on...
Tightrope.
Mike. Yes, that's it. Tightrope. Thank you. That was the name of the show. It only took you five... Oh, I got to get a new staff. Is that how long?
Mm-hmm.
You have the entire internet at your disposal. Helpful. And you're going, you know, wagon train? No. Cheyenne? No.
You call yourself a staff?
Barbara Hale's gone. Emmanuel Riva...
Oh, that's a right joke.
Was she the... She's not Emmanuel from Emmanuel. Emmanuel, is she?
Doesn't appear to be.
No, that was just a character.
She was a French actress. 89.
Oh. See, we got some old ones here. She was.
She was in the Amour.
She was in Hiroshima Mon Amour. Hiroshima My Love. Wow, that's a movie. She goes, don't worry, it was a bomb. That's too easy. Now, I thought the other day I just heard some more standards that were, that's Rob Stewart.
Yes. Yeah. Who were you thinking?
Okay. Tell me about this. Oh, this is this guy. Oh, here's, see, now here comes one from, you know, off the grid. That
yes,
no one will be.
This
telling.
Was a fascinating one.
Talk.
I'm always always fascinated by those odd deaths. This guy, Rob Stewart, was apparently a deep sea scuba diver. He died at 37. He was best known for his documentary Shark Water, which is apparently a big deal in 2006. Never heard of it, but he disappeared while doing a scuba dive. So I had to dig deeply into this to figure out how do you just disappear?
Yeah.
Apparently he was doing a super deep dive that he had never done before, and he did it with a partner, and they needed a rebreather device, and I guess he had never used it before. They went down way too many times. But the tragic part was when they resurfaced, the two guys resurface, his partner gets loaded onto the boat and passes out because he was having toxicity from the rebreather. And the ship crew was so busy reviving the dude that passed out that they didn't notice that poor Rob Stewart also passed out in the water and sunk and died.
Oh, wow.
That's that should have gotten a lot more press. He's the first youngin'. You know, I think that there are a lot of guys like this. Remember the crocodile guy? Steve Irwin. Yeah, Steve Irwin. See, you know, my oldest son has a signed, an autographed picture of Steve Irwin. But these guys who are into these adventurous things, I think this is the way they'd want to die, doing what they did, you know?
Yes, and he was actually practicing these deep dives to find sawfish, which is, they described as a cute, cuddly creature with a saw beak. Apparently, it's deep down, and it gets scared by the bubbles, so that's why he had to wear a rebreather, because there's no bubbles with a rebreather.
They used to have sawfish, they used to use them in cartoons when they did fishes with characters.
They are pretty adorable.
And he's the one who cut the logs, you know. They did that in cartoons.
Because that's totally what sawfish do.
February, Y2K plus 17, Richard Hatch died February 7th after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Way too many people die of pancreatic. Name three more people. No, there were just other times. I don't know so far anyone personally, any of these people yet. Richard Hatch was what? He was 71. Best known for playing Captain Apollo. Oh, the original Battlestar. Now, wait a second. I have a connection to the original Battlestar Galactica. Yes, because, what's his name? I forgot his name. The guy who wrote, God, another forgotten thing. Glenn something, the guy who created, they're on. Glenn something is the guy who created the original Battlestar Galactica. Glenn Coy, Glenn Copeland, they'll tell me in a second.
Anyway. And tune in next week to hear all the cliff notes of everything that Frank forgot.
Glenn, we did a two episode. I did him and the Wolfman, a two episode Battlestar Galactica with the original guys.
Glenn A. Larson.
Thank you very much. That one's correct. That is. He played Captain Apollo on the original. Now, Captain Apollo, who was the captain? He's dead. This guy's dead too. Who was the captain? Without looking, does anybody know who the original captain?
I do, but I can't remember his name.
He was dead.
The guy from Gunsmoke.
No, you're wrong too, but it is a cowboy. He was famous for being in another cowboy western, in a western television show.
Gunsmoke is Bonanza.
Who said that? I said John Wayne.
Who said Lorne Greene? You looked it up. I should smack your face. These kids cheat.
I do.
He was the original captain. And Richard Hatch, show me, why don't you do something? Then you do this on the side here, friends. This is Frank Catolo, the Bard of Broadcasting and the Internet's first superstar. Go to Google Faces and look up Google Images. Look up Richard Hatch.
Jeremy Long, God's sake.
I'll probably know. I don't know this guy at all. I never saw him before in my life.
Really? Oh, yeah. He was on a whole bunch of stuff. Soap operas and Dynasty and T.J. Hooker. Okay. He's very familiar with all that stuff.
Well, sorry, Richard. That was that. But anyway, so that was the original Battlestar Galactica. They don't show those at all, do they?
No.
Because I like to see them. Okay. Al Jarreau.
There was Judith Permar. She was 56.
Oh, I skipped right over her. Gee, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Don't skip Judith.
I know.
She suffered enough. She was from Natalie, Pennsylvania, and she was unfortunately found dangling above ground after her arm became trapped in a clothing donation bin, where she died 6 hours later.
Oh, and the woman was attempting to remove clothing-filled bags from the bin when the ladder she was standing on gave way. The county coroner listed the cause of death as blunt force trauma.
And hypothermia.
Blunt force trauma. That's got a melodic.
Is she a celebrity?
And hypothermia. And we, Dee found this one because.
Yeah. She's just a regular person, which is what we talk about here.
Yes, we do. We'll find regular people who go through horrific endings like that one here on Cthulhu Chronicles, where we're doing the roll call from the Bone Garden. And that's what we're doing this is 2017, those who have passed away. Only 56. What a horrible time to be, dangling above
digging through a donation bin.
Wow. Of course, okay, we'll just go quickly past Al Jarreau, died, February 12th. He won a few Grammys, and I don't really know what he's known for, Al Jarreau, except jacuzzi jazz was big when I was in the late 70s and early 80s when I was in Hollywood. Jacuzzi jazz, his name always popped up. Days after he announced his retirement from touring, because he was exhausted, boy was he exhausted. Nobody knew how exhausted Al Jarreau was. He died right there.
And then he got all the sleep he wanted.
Can you die of exhaustion?
Yes.
You can.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I guess so.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman.
Raise your two.
Warren Frost, you talked as you know this guy, I bet.
You skipped George the Animal Steel.
What is wrong with me? Why do I keep doing this? Okay. Did you know him, George the Animal Steel?
I didn't know him either, but he was a WWE wrestler in the 60s and 70s. And through the 80s, apparently. And he was inducted in the Hall of Fame. Apparently, he was quite the big wild man back in the day. He kept sticking out his tongue because he ate green mints. He tore up turnbuckles with his teeth. A real wild man.
Mm. Hey, now.
Well, I said, he's certainly going to be missed. I wonder when he stopped, though. So he died at 79?
Yeah, he ate turnbuckles right up to the end.
He was a professional wrestler from 67 to 88. So, well, come on. He stopped. He was only there for 29. I don't know. I didn't do the math. You do the math. Go ahead. You do Warren Frost.
Warren Frost. He was a Twin Peaks actor. Died February 17th after battling an illness. He was 91. Best known for playing Dr. Will Hayward on Twin Peaks and then the role he was going to reprise on the upcoming revival. Several people this year died who are coming into the revival of Twin Peaks. Mm. And I guess they didn't make it.
That's right. They're reviving that.
They did it already.
They did already?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. How could I miss that?
Yeah,
I miss that one.
Same here.
You know? Well, thank goodness, though, because we needed that to be rebooted. Warren, R.I.P.
Good night, Warren.
Ivan the Russian Bear Koloff, legendary wrestler, another wrestler known as the Russian Bear. Koloff died February 18th after a battle with liver cancer. Why do you call it liver cancer? Because you can't live with it. He was 74, though never inducted into the Wee Wee Hall of Fame. It's not Wee Wee. It looked like Wee Wee. The Wee Wee Hall of Fame. Koloff was called the Russian Bear. Was an enormously popular character. The villainous, they all have characters. The villainous, how many times does it say Russian Bear in this particular paragraph?
They really, really wanted you to know that.
He joined the Wee Wee Foundation in 1969. And he won the WWW, and that's before there was the internet. He won the WWWF before there was an internet. And, he was the leader of a group called the Russians.
How fitting.
Retired in 1989. We have no idea what he did from there on in. Go on.
But he was always known as the Russian Bear.
The Russian Bear.
When
they say that, they indicate that a bear in Russia is different than a bear in, like, the Himalayas, or, maybe the Himalayas.
Because a bear in Russia speaks Russian.
Duh. Okay. Well,
and that was exactly the reaction I was going for, guys.
You got it. Darryl Easton?
He was a magician that was found dead inside the Hollywood's Magic Castle on February 24th. He hanged himself.
Oh, here's a hanging. I've been to the... Have you been yet? Have you
I've
ever?
You've been there?
I worked on the Magic Castle?
Yeah.
It's still there, right?
Yeah.
You got to be invited. You just can't walk into that place.
You have to be invited
by me. Yeah, I was there a number of times. This guy was suicide by hand. So the guy hanged himself
in his dressing room. Apparently he's an American magician based in Las Vegas. He had specialized in card tricks, close-up, and parlor magic.
Apparently he didn't specialize in fake deaths. He did not. Well, that's, the guy hangs him. I wonder if the first thing they said when they walked in, everybody says, oh, come on, Darryl. Come on.
Don't They did actually point that out in his obituary that he, you know, he was not practicing a trick because he didn't do that sort of thing.
Yeah, but I wonder if people came in. Boris Karloff went to Bela Lugosi's funeral. This is true. What? Look at this. Tom is written in here. Says I don't even know where to find that.
That says it right recent.
Huh?
Frank, click recent.
What recent? No, I don't want to move
right
from
there.
What?
Click it.
What?
So you can read what Tom
don't anybody
said.
Move.
Tom texted.
Don't anybody
stay
move.
Right, stay right there. This is Cotolo Chronicle.
Oh, recent. Here it is.
I don't know.
It says
Lou. Artist E.
New York Post says magician's hanging accidental.
I was getting mixed messages on that because a lot of things said accidental, and then they said it was first ruled accidental and then was not accidental. So
yeah,
I don't know if they know.
Now I forgot what. Oh, the story.
Boris
Karloff. It's a true story. Boris Karloff shows up at Bela Lugosi's funeral. It's an open casket, and Bela insisted when he died that he be buried in his Dracula cape and, you know, uniform. So so Boris Karloff walked on. Everybody got quiet. You've been to wakes, you know, people talk and stuff.
Sure.
And he walked up and everybody got quiet. You want to know what Boris was going to say. And Boris said, just look down at Bela Lugosi's body. And he said, I'm going to try to do my best Boris Karloff now. Stop putting us on, Bela. And everyone laughed. That's Boris Karloff, dead at 16. Well, that's from another year.
Okay. Totally different year. Totally different Cotolo Chronicle.
Here's a shame. Bill Paxton was a shock to everyone.
Yes, that was rather sudden. Complications from surgery. He was 61 years old, and everyone knows him from, you know, everything.
Okay, I hate those. I hate that phrase. And I knew a couple of people. It says, you know, complications from surgery. You know, it's like, you know, and if you're with someone, and this is a horrible place to be. You're with someone because no one else would take them to the hospital for their surgery. You take them there and you know, you see them, you wait, you say, okay, look, everything's going to be fine. You're so long. All right. See you when you get out. Oh God. That's the worst.
That is the worst.
I wonder.
You go in to get fixed up and they just break you.
Yeah, what are they, you know, and they never tell you exactly what was this complication.
Yes, I'd like to know so I could avoid it.
Maybe not, I don't know. You know, I was under the, not under, not, I had a procedure once. I was under anesthesia. Not the anesthesia I wanted to be under, by the way. She was wonderful. No, this is another thing. I was under. And I had tubes down my throat, you know, they didn't cut me. They got into me through my throat and, I woke up.
No.
That's really weird. That's a true story. I woke up and they immediately, everybody, you know, gives you running around because they knew something went wrong. I shouldn't be waking up, you know, but I always tell people, they go, what happened? And I said, well, someone came over with a large mallet and I don't remember the rest. Bill Paxton, 61, very bad age. It's, to die. Not that I know, but I mean, I knew people who died at 61. They shouldn't have. Who's Joseph? Is this Judge Wapner?
It's Judge Wapner. Yes, is our next one.
I went to school with a Howie Wapner. Now I don't know if it's Wap. It probably was in Brooklyn. It was Wapner.
Right. They just made it Wapner for the show, so it sounded far more serious.
I think so.
I missed a Wapner.
That's right. That's what he said. Right. The character.
Wapner.
Rain Man. No, he wasn't Rain Man. He was the other guy.
97.
He was 97. Oh, it says here, parodied on Saturday Night Live and heavily referenced in 1988's movie, Rain Man.
Yeah.
Wapner. He said Wapner. He'd say Wapner too. Got to show you. We're into March 2017. You're listening to Cotolo Chronicles. This is the annual and the 10th anniversary of the roll call from the Bone Garden. People you know, people you don't know, people you heard of, you never heard of, or whatever, who have passed away during this year, where this is a celebration of those people. A lot of these people you'll never hear about again.
No, never.
Yeah. Start off March, would you, Dee?
And this show is with the artist Dee. Thank you, Frank.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Tommy Page.
With the internet.
No, it's just artist Dee.
With artist Dee. Now, the, I said that all the other times. Go ahead.
It's okay.
No, you're right.
Like
it's a terrible
script. Okay.
Here I am saying it's the 10th anniversary. And they go, with who? You even forgot who you're with right now? Is your memory
we don't want to make people, we need to let everyone know and understand that it's been going on for a longer, much longer time than that.
That's for sure.
Don't forget the loyal staff.
The what?
The loyal staff.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie in the back.
I think this is the first time anyone has been in this. Not for that. For this?
Yeah. Okay. I haven't said anything because I'm a good audience.
Oh, yeah, right.
We had Ray in the audience before.
Okay, well.
I think he's the only one until today. Jeremy.
Go ahead with Tommy.
Tommy.
March.
Tommy Page.
March.
Was a musician. He died March 3rd.
By the way, let me just tell the audience something. This is the artist D talking now, and then I'll with me for the 10th year. Okay, go ahead.
With you, Frank Atola, who was just talking previous to me talking.
Tommy Page.
Was 46. He was a member of the New Kids on the Block.
Really?
From the 80s. Yes, and he also killed himself.
Oh, that you can't. Why? It doesn't say.
They didn't say, but it sounded like, you know, he was kind of washed up and all that. New Kids on the Block and
but
all.
They don't say it. Look, it's just following his successful career as a solo artist. So he quit, he's gone, or they broke up, and then he had a successful solo artist, and this kid's not even what? And he's not even 40 yet. I guess, yeah, and then, what? Page focused on efforts in the business, apparently business went bad, and then what? Gone.
Then an apparent suicide.
But it's not,
tell us about it, yeah. They didn't tell us about it anywhere.
He's, he was died of apparent suicide, okay. Then he'll say, hell, he didn't hang himself, did he?
No, he didn't. Well, as far as we know, he didn't know.
TCM Turner Classic Movies host Robert Osborne, who we, I don't know if you've watched TCM. I know I watch it more than ever because there's just nothing else good on television. I'm sorry what anyone says. I don't care what anyone says.
I had no idea he died.
Yes, he died. He was 84. He was the channel's host and resident classic film expert. He was there. He was an actor. He, here and there. His history of the Oscars, the Academy Award, he knew a lot of stuff is what we're saying. He became an entertainment journalist and he wrote for the Hollywood Reporters and all stuff like that. So, Robert Osborne. Now, he was replaced by Ben Mankiewicz. Ben? No.
Oh, really? Oh, that's terrible.
Is his name Ben Mankiewicz? Yeah, Ben Mankiewicz.
Yeah. He's that guy.
Ben Mankiewicz. You don't know Ben Mankiewicz?
No,
Ben Mankiewicz is the son of the Mankiewicz who co-wrote Citizen Kane.
Oh, okay.
I think if you look that up, it might be true. Go ahead.
Oh. Amy Krauss Rosenthal was a writer. She died March 13th after a battle with ovarian cancer. She was 51. She wrote more than 28 children's books, including Uni the Unicorn and Duck Rabbit. Memoirs, Encyclopedia of an Extraordinary Life, and a textbook. Apparently she made waves just before she died, 10 days before she died, with the publication of an emotional modern love column for the New York Times, which went viral. The piece was apparently detailing her death struggles and doubled as an adoring, informal dating profile for her soon-to-be widowed husband.
Don't know her, but I don't read a lot of children's books.
No, can't say I do either.
But that's a shame. She wasn't old at all.
I keep looking. Sounds like she made a splash.
Yeah, 51. That's but ovarian cancer. Let's not talk about the diseases. I have many Chuck Berry stories. I'm not going to give you any of them. Really, there's really no reason to talk about Chuck. And I could do a whole show on Chuck, but I won't. I'll just say that this certainly, when they say music legend in this case, okay, and this is what really hurts me about calling other various other artists legend, because Chuck Berry is indeed a legend. There are a lot of stories that are true about him, untrue about him, and he is a mythical crate. He has a mythical life to him, and he was a wild and wacky guy in all sorts of ways. But certainly, I love this. His biggest hit was My Bingaling. I mean, it's like, you know, here's a guy, here's everyone in the world was inspired by this guy. And such a shame. I'll just tell you the shame of Chuck Berry, and that is that, of course, he was an African American in those days, just known as an N-word, okay? And the people in who Chess Records they just cheated him out of just about every stinking penny you could have. It was a terrible, terrible end. So when he was, how old was he when he died? He was 90, okay. At 86, he was still, and this is true, Chuck Berry was still putting an amplifier and his guitar into his car and driving to a gig where he, this is the thing, a legend, right? And doing, standing up there and doing, just outrageous, outrageous. He would do, when he had other musicians with him, he would purposely change the key of a song so that everyone would get confused. He was a rascal.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. And there is, I'm not going to do a show about Chuck Berry, but 90, pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Just it's a shame that he had practically nothing. But anyway, we'll go on. You go on.
Going right on to Bernie Wrightson, a comic book artist and illustrator, March 19th, after a long battle with brain cancer. He was 68. He was apparently the great horror illustrator, best known for co-creating the Swamp Thing.
Wow, Swamp Thing. So he worked for DC Comics.
He did, he in the 70s. And a myriad of other credits in the 80s through Creepshow Anthology, 83, illustrating Frankenstein and other things like Galaxy Quest, Ghostbusters, and so forth.
It's amazing how many people know him. You know, the younger people know that guy. I didn't know him by that. I only know a couple of the guys who did comic books, but that's okay. Well, it's okay. Of course it's okay. Colin Dexter was a novelist. He wrote Last Bus to Woodstock. Did he? Is that it? What? Beginning with 1975's Last Bus to Woodstock, Inspector Morse books inspired the popular British TV show that we never saw called Inspector Morse. I thought that said Moose. And Endeavor, which was a prequel of Morse. We didn't even see Inspector Morse, and there was a prequel. Colin Dexter, dead at 86. Go on.
Followed by Chuck Barris.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead.
TV host, natural causes, March 21st. He was 87. He was known as the godfather of reality TV.
Right.
Another godfather. Barris created The Dating Game in 65, went on to produce The Newlywed Game. In 76, he began hosting wacky talent competition, The Gong Show. That guy.
Yeah. Have you seen, anybody who doesn't see, they mention it here, the movie's called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. George Clooney directed this, and it's hilarious because it's based on a book, his autobiography. And the guy was, even though he was schlock, he had all the schlock stuff. He knew what people wanted. The Newlywed Game, The Gong Show, all those were his. There were a couple of other ones there, too. But he was so smart. He said, I'm going to write an autobiography. And he knew that, you know, how interesting could this be? I've done nothing but produce crap, right? And he knew it, and he loved it, and it was okay. So he decided to do a Molotov Memoirs-type thing. And he did his story of how he met and who he met in Hollywood. But he also revealed that he was a CIA hitman. And that's what really made the book, and that's what really made the movie. If you get a chance to see the movie, it's quite good. That's all I have to say. Have you ever seen that, D?
No, I have not. More than I knew about Chuck Barris.
Okay, there you go.
Written by Charlie Hoffman.
What?
Written by Charlie Hoffman.
What a Charlie detail. Hoffman? Who is he?
The writer of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
He wrote the Confessions of a... Yeah, well, he had a novel to write. He adapted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was right there in front of him. Adapters shouldn't get the credit they get. They like it's a big deal. Good movie, though. And I forgot who... I like the guy who played him.
Sam Rockwell.
It was Sam Rockwell. Yeah, he's been in a number of very good movies.
He's fantastic.
No, I wouldn't say fantastic now, okay? All right, let's go on. Lola Albright. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Lola right. Albright died of natural causes. This is what we want to hear. Natural causes. Steve Allen once did a telethon for natural causes. He did two telethons, one for natural causes and one for prickly heat, and raised a lot of money for people who died.
Ooh.
Douglas came to what? She's what? Douglas. Why does it say that? Lola Albright. And it says Douglas first came to Hollywood. Who's Douglas?
Good question. Yeah.
When she played, it's supposed to be Albright. Lola first came in.
Oh, yeah. Some bad journalism. There we go.
I think it's just bad proof. Nobody proofreads on the internet. Let's face it.
No.
She Forget was in Champion. Okay. She starred in Peter Gunn. Lola Albright. Yes. She was, I remember her being quite attractive.
She was somebody.
Look up Lola Albright. I'll get a picture of her while you people are listening here. Two, by the way, the artist D and I.
Hi.
Are here. And so heading towards the completion of the first hour of the roll call from the Bone Garden. And as usual, we're only up to the third month here, but it's okay. We're in no particular rush. That's not a good picture of her though. I think there was a better picture of Lola Albright somewhere. Well, you'll look for it. Okay. Go ahead.
Clay Adler, apparently he was an MTV alum. He died of suicide on March 26th. He was 27. He starred on MTV's 2017 reality series, Newport Harbor, The Real Orange County, and made other appearances on MTV's Fish Tank, Make It or Break It. No one saw any of them. But apparently he shot himself when he was just out on a shooting range in the desert. In the middle of firing, he turned the gun and shot himself in the head.
You know, I've seen pictures of you with a gun in the desert.
True. Yeah. I have been in the desert with a gun.
But luckily, you have
luckily,
a,
I have
a better
no
aim.
Inclination. Yeah, exactly.
Better aim.
Much better aim.
I wonder if he did that. Shoot. I wonder if he did that old thing where it's like, you know, they blow, they shoot, and then they put the nozzle to their mouth and you go like that. And then you go, and then you blow yourself right in the head. Do you ever see that in the cartoon, huh? No, these youngsters don't know anything. Okay. And it went to April. Of course, this is when Don Rickles finally went. Don Rickles.
Finally.
Don Rickles, the interesting thing about Don Rickles to me is that before he did comedy stand-up and he became this, famous insult comedian, I remember him from movies. Because he was an actor in a lot of movies before he did all that stuff, or when he was just doing that stuff and he wasn't known across the country.
He really did good work.
He was good. He was in a movie with Ray Milland called The Man with the X-Ray Eyes. If you ever get a chance to see that one, I know you haven't seen that.
The classic.
The Man with the X-Ray. I know that I'm talking to Jeremy. I know he hasn't seen it because he's really behind on the movies he has to see.
Yeah, he usually is. Jeremy's often behind.
He was 90 years old, and the last time I saw him, he wasn't walking. But recently I saw Bob Newhart, who was very close friends with him. Bob Newhart on a show talking about him. I thought that was very gallant of whoever was the host. I think it was Conan, who I dislike immensely. But he was talking with Bob Newhart and calling him a legend, of course. I was very good of him to talk about Don Rickles, because they were very, very close. Very, 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 very. I don't like to do that, then I do it. Say the word two or three times. That's stupid. Never do that. It's bad speech. He was 90. Of course he was in tons of things.
CPO Sharky.
Don, he was in that. Yeah. It was a sitcom, but it didn't last long. That was the name of the sitcom, wasn't it?
Two seasons, yeah.
Yeah, that's a real trivia question. Go ahead.
And he was in Casino. I like that movie.
You put in David Letterman's mother.
Well,
list.
It just happened to come up.
She
died. Speaking of late night show host, David Letterman's mother, Dorothy Mangering, apparently has her own fame as Dave's mom.
Yeah, she was on a lot. He brought her on a lot of the shows. That was back when he was a major a-hole. But don't ask me. Don't just take my opinion. Dave and I go way back, and we don't want to talk about it. Let's go to
That's a story for another Bone.
Definitely. Garden. How about Jay Giles? Jay Giles, who had a band, and I can't even remember one song.
Freeze frame.
What was? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Love stinks. Freeze frame.
That was it.
Centerfold.
Centerfold. Yeah, Centerfold.
He was in another band called Blues Time with Magic Dick.
I think I've seen that movie.
I bet you have. I don't even want to go to that particular Magic Dick. Who would, think about it. Who would, even back then in the 80s, especially back then in the 80s, who would say so who's your lead singer? Oh, that's Magic Dick. Is he the head of the band? I don't know. I never heard of these guys. But I do remember, for some reason or another, that's a name, the Jay Giles Band. It has a ring to it.
It does. Much better than Magic Dick.
Yes, he was a singer. This is a real shame.
Yes, the next Charlie Murphy, comedian. April 12th, battle with leukemia.
Yeah.
Was best known for his work on The Chappelle Show.
I think, given the chance, and he didn't get the chance, but Dave definitely saw the talent this guy had. But and of all the shows that Comedy Central has produced and presented, I got to tell you this, and I think you may agree with me. If you don't, then you got to watch it more and see. But they'll run these old Chappelle shows for 10, they'll run them at night. They'll just go one after another. And I have seen every one of them at least 5 or 10 times. And they never stop getting funny. That was one of the, I gotta say this too, and I've seen a lot of TV because, you know why? Because I remember when TV came out. Okay, I've seen a lot of TV. And the Dave Chappelle Show was definitely one of the greatest comedy shows. And Murphy was great. I think given the chance, he might have been just as big, if not bigger than his brother. That's it? Good night.
No.
No, we're not ending in April.
We are not. Through April.
Yeah, this was just going to knock me off my seat. I said, Cuba Gooding's not dead.
No, but Cuba Gooding Sr. is dead.
Why would he be? Is he did something? Who was he?
He was apparently a soul singer.
Ah, look at that. He was a member of the Main Ingredient?
Yes.
I probably met him and didn't know.
Didn't even know it.
Wow.
Everybody plays the fool, just don't want to be lonely.
Sure, God.
He was the father of Cuba Gooding Jr. and Omar Gooding.
Everybody Plays the Fool was like, what a everybody huge super... Oh, and there's a little strain of it in the background coming over my right shoulder.
Yes,
was
I heard
everybody? Wow, it was a gigantic hit. Who was Clifton James? He was 96. Though he collected dozens of films, TV, and stage credits, James was best known for he played Louisiana. Oh, it's that guy from the guy that he always chewing a gum. He was in the, sheriff, the Louisiana sheriff in two James Bond movies,
Live and Let Die.
Yeah. Two James Bond movies, which, you don't want to see more than one once.
That's right.
Any of those. Roger Moore.
Read the books, goddamn.
Isn't Roger, hey, did you ever finish? You.
No, I didn't.
Co-host.
Me? No, I'm still going through.
Okay. Because I forgot what you were up to at what time, what point.
Yeah, it was, I don't remember. It's still, okay. It's on the bottom of the pile now.
Okay. Do this. Yeah. You do this next one.
Aaron Moran, Happy Days, Joni Loves Chachi, star Aaron Moran, April 22nd. Stage 4 cancer. She was 56. She was on Happy Days with, as Joni Cunningham, the younger sister of Ron Howard's protagonist Richie, and she played Joni for more than 200 episodes, and I never liked her.
I was never crazy about the show.
I don't like the show. I definitely don't like her.
Wow. And I knew people connected to it, who went on to do greater things than I. At least by greater things, I mean, I know Tom's listening. Tom knows what I'm talking about. By greater things, I mean things that paid more. Oh, I'm sorry. I just had a moment of my own personal humor there.
Well, Tom got it. He laughed.
Jonathan Demme, filmmaker Jonathan Demme, of course. I didn't know Jonathan Demme died.
I didn't either.
I didn't know he was that old. Wow. Okay.
How old was he?
73. 73. So he was, you do the math. Of course, he directed and won Best Director, and it was Best Film, and it was Best Actor and Best Actress, Silence of the Lambs.
Fava beans.
Isn't it something? There's probably not a lot of pieces, whether they be a book, a stage play, or whatever, right? Where when you mention it, somebody can mention an item of food that is relatively, everyone would go like, oh yeah, Silence of the Lambs, fava beans.
Yeah, it's like, give me some Chianti.
Yeah. Farva beans. Farva beans. If I say to you, Ben-Hur, what do you say? You don't say, what? You don't say.
Gefilte fish.
Yeah, what do you say? You know? Not that you don't think of a food.
I don't think of a food, no.
I didn't know Jonathan Demme died. We're into May.
Jeremy does a great impression of my laugh.
Really? Is that you?
Yeah, that sounds like
you guys
me.
Laugh a lot. A life, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Jeremy shaved his beard and he looks much better.
You think?
If that's possible. He looks much better.
Happy to be here.
Bob Wilson was a local TV executive. Now, I don't know. I'm wondering if this is the Bob Wilson who started Radio and Records. I don't think so, because that I would have known that, because I knew Bob Wilson, who started Radio and Records and eventually ran the Wally Hyder, had a lot to do, Wally Hyder recording studios on La Brea and Fountain, or one of those places down there.
It seems like he was quite the radio guy.
Maybe this is him. Texas TV.
All they mention is K-E-R-A.
Wilson's K-E-R-A was responsible for bringing Monty Python to the U.S. That's a TV. I don't know what it is. Broadcasting in stateside in 1974. His lasting impression on public television was Bob Wilson, the early years of K-E-R-A. I'm gonna have to look that one up. Radio and Records used to be the publication, the trade publication for hits and stuff in California. The way Billboard is nationally.
And what? He's the what father you? Of.
He's the father of Luke and Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Wow.
So both of those kids were his sons, making men brothers. Go ahead, next.
Christopher Big Black Boykin, another MTV reality personality, which is interesting how now we have, you know, reality show people popping up. It's like a change of times for the worse. But he died on May 9th from a heart attack. He was 45, and apparently he was known for having starred along with skateboarder Rob Dietrich in an MTV reality series from 06 to 08. Good night, Big Black.
I'm telling you, this is why, one of the reasons right here, it's a very simple. One of the reasons why D is a fabulous, of all the fabulous things, D is a fabulous broadcaster. I would have said this, not knowing the person. He was having starred along with skateboarder Rob Dyradek. Reality, I don't know, like Dyradek. What did you say? Dietrich? What did you
say? I guess I said, now that I look at it, I'd say Dyradek.
Dyradek.
I said Dyradek.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah, I'm a gosh darn professional.
Wow, that is.
I watched Robin. Ray's a big fan of the show.
Who?
Ray. The big
You've
fan.
Seen that show?
I watched Robin Big when I was younger.
Okay. I don't remember you when you were younger, Ray. Anyway. actor Michael.
Younger than he is right now.
Oh, this one hurt.
Actor Michael Parks. died. This one hurts, he says. He was the favorite collaborator of Quentin Tarantino and Kevin Smith, the latter whom broke the news of Park's death in an emotional, calling the actor hands down the most incredible thespian I have ever had pleasure to watch perform. Now, he might have been great, but apparently what that says is that Quentin Tarantino and Kevin Smith have not seen them all. But I think that it's great that they gave this after life post to him. How would we know him? Parks had memorable roles in Smith's films Red State and Tusk. I know those two movies are in all of our collections.
They are, especially Tusk.
When you have a thespian that's good. I don't know. I don't know him. I'm not making fun of him or anything, but I thought even if they mentioned Tarantino movies, I didn't know. First of all, I didn't even know Tarantino had anything to do with Kevin Smith. Why does he have anything to do with him?
They're like best friends.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, they don't.
So they both know this guy, so they both get into his obituary. They know each other. They never did anything together, though.
He's worked on several films with both directors.
They crashed his obituary. Two
very, very derivative young men. They're not that young anymore. But he was 77, Michael Parks? Do I know him by five? Look him up. I want to personally have my assistants here look up on Google.
I did not know him, but then when they mentioned Tusk, and I'm not kidding, I then realized that was him, and he's pretty good.
I'm not questioning his talent. I don't know that. I mean, there's a lot of people I don't know. That doesn't mean they're not good. In fact, if they don't know me, they're probably better off. Robert Dreyer, a name I can say, 89, died on his birthday when he crashed his car into a fire hydrant, drowned when he stepped out of the car to check the damage. The man did not die in the car crash.
No.
He drowned.
By fire hydrant.
He looks like Bryan Cranston, doesn't he? Holy moly, does he look like Bryan Cranston?
Yeah.
I'd see that picture and I'd go, wow, there's Bryan Cranston playing another role. I don't know the guy. Maybe that's Bryan Cranston playing Michael Parks in the biography More Tusks. I don't know whatever.
The movie Longer Tusks.
Longer Tusks.
Django Unchained.
Django. He was in Django Unchained. Okay, he was in all his movies.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
I love those guys who put their own their friends in their movies. It's really great to give your friends work. I'm not a big, and I've always said this, and I continue to say it. I'm not at all an Adam Sandler fan by any possible way. And yet, I respect the guy so much because when he got money and made it big, he put all his friends in his, and gave them all work. And they're all way more talented. So it's good that it works that way.
All of them? Rob Schneider?
I think so. Who?
Rob Schneider.
Schneider. Did you ever see the movie Schneider made by himself?
Animal?
No, he made a movie, directed it, starred in it, wrote it. Did you ever see that?
It's called The Eagle?
Something about an eagle?
No.
Yeah, well, you look it up. Okay, former Paramount CEO Brad Gray died. He was 59. Boy, that's too young. And another young one. I'll do this, and you can do the next one. Chris Cornell, the legendary frontman of Soundgarden. Legendary.
There you go.
Every time I see it, let me do it again. Chris Cornell, the frontman of Soundgarden, a group, in case you didn't know, who was the known to possess one of the most powerful voices of the grunge era. Yes, the Chosen One. Yes, you never saw that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeremy. We have another film you never saw.
Oh, I saw it. You saw that? Yeah.
Okay, he's okay. Yes, he is more powerful voice of the grunge era. I didn't know Soundgarden was a member of the grunge era.
It was.
He was 52. Doesn't say, while touring with his band. So he just drops dead?
He was also, alleged suicide, by hanging.
I remember when this thing hit the social media.
Yes.
And everyone was going crazy. And I'm like, who's Chris Cornell?
No, I remember that. Because this one actually hit me. Because there's some solo Chris Cornell stuff that is just awesome. But I really couldn't listen to it afterwards. It was one of those.
Well, you know what? when he was alive, I couldn't listen to it either. Even when he died, I like to have respect for him and what have you. But I heard this one thing that he did. They said, well, who is this guy? And someone said, well, watch this. This is spectacular. And I saw this one thing he did and I went, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I said, and I went and made a sandwich, which is, you know, I'm sure if he was listening to this show, he would say, who the hell is this guy? He stinks. And I'd go, yeah, you're right. Roger Ailes, of course, Roger Ailes so badly, he died. There's a sentence. Roger Ailes, so true. Badly. We all know, we've heard of him. He's the founder. He's the former chairman
of Fox.
Yeah, and he was before that. I mean, he was a conservative guy who worked with, all sorts of, he didn't just work with conservative politicians and stuff like that. He ate some. I think that's how he got so big.
He ate some. He was known for his sexual harassment on a plethora of women. And he was the guy that was replaced by Rupert Murdoch.
And for the life of me, I got to find out where they have a plethora of women. Somewhere. Somewhere there must be a plethora. It'd be a great name for a club. A plethora of women.
Everybody would be there.
Here's Roger Moore. And it was this year. I thought it was the year before. He was 89, of course, and I think, you know, but anyway, he was, I don't know how I liked him, but I will tell you this much about Roger Moore. During the shooting of a movie, I've told this story before, and those of you who are listening, you're going to hear it again. During the shooting of a movie that was not a James Bond movie, he lost his nipples. Seriously. He did a scene inside of a water place, like somewhere on location. Him and another guy, and they had to do numerous scenes as they do numerous takes. Right. And when he was done with this movie, and before the movie was over, he literally peeled off whatever he had done inside of the this water place. It affected his nipples, and he peeled them off. Right. He lost his nipples.
This, you're telling me this man has no nipples?
Had.
Who knew? Had.
Yeah. Had no nipples
now,
from
now
a
he, scene. Now he has nothing.
I'm trying to think of the name of the movie.
That's a great joke.
I guess we could look it up and see. You know.
What movie?
These guys are, I don't remember the movie, but it was
anything about it?
You could look it. It was not a James Bond movie.
Called Roger Moore or Less?
It was in the 70s or Roger.
Thankfully, it was not, and it's a shame that they put this in his obituary that he had a small role in Spice World.
Yeah, what was that? Girls. You know why? They did that because people already don't know Roger Moore. There are people who only know James Bond from Daniel Craig.
No Man's Land.
No. No, it had like one word or something.
Just one word.
Sahara, or it was the name of a place or something. You look it up and tell me. We'll move on.
Gold.
Yes, Gold. Thank you very much. It was called Gold. Who was in it? An African-American co-star yet. Right? Didn't he?
No.
No, he had somebody else. Gold was the name
Frank
of the
Miller.
No.
Bradford.
Okay. That's
Bradford Dillman.
Yeah, Bradford. Remember Bradford Dillman? Remember Bradford? No, you don't even remember him. I remember him. And who's next?
Jared Martin.
I like this. Next!
Best known for his role.
We're like the two people at the gate. Next!
Perhaps best known for his role of Stephen Dusty Farlow on Dallas. Died at 75 on May 25th. He was, of course, the popular 80s nighttime soap star. And he was also in War of the Worlds, Murder, She Wrote, Magnum P.I., One Life to Live. So lots of those things.
Dennis Johnson, Dennis spelled with one N. Now this is odd. He's known for his exceptional story collection, Jesus' Son. That's weird about that because I didn't know of the book. I know that Don Imus wrote a book that was a hit called Jesus' Other Son. It was about another kid he had. So I never heard of this one.
And then there was the spinoff, Jesus' Black Sheep.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll have terrible. To check that one. Maybe I can get it on Amazon. And here he is. And look at him. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Greg, wherever you go, whatever happens, whatever, it's like, I know. But no, you're not a legend. But we're sorry you're dead. He had liver cancer. And let's guess how he got that. next. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but you know,
moving right to June.
Yeah,
though.
We're going
to
move right into June. Yes, we're halfway through, and we're almost, yeah, okay, we got time. Peter Salas, British actor, known for voicing Wallace in the Clay animation series, Wallace and Gromit. Oh, right, yeah, I got the game. I got the game. He died at 96. And it says here, I love this, his agent confirmed that he passed away, quote, peacefully, with his family by his side. Go ahead.
That was rather good. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Glenn Headley. She was an Emmy-nominated actress. She died June 8th at 62. She was best known for films like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Dick Tracy, which was where I knew her from. So it was, she was kind of young.
Who was she in Glenn Headley? Was she the redhead that was, no. Was she the redhead who was Warren Beatty's playing Dick Tracy?
Yes, Tess, yeah.
You're kidding.
Oh,
You know what? I just realized that she was the same girl in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I did not know that. And I every time I saw that movie, I went, what have happened to this girl? And she was the same one. Wow. You see, even I learned things here on Cthulhu Chronicles and the 10th anniversary roll call from the Bone Garden. I'm so sorry she's dead.
With Jesus Frank.
Oh, with Jesus Frank and the artist D.
And his black sheep and the artist D. The international
international first star.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
The artist D.
Great movie.
I know that one just threw me. I guess that's what happened. That really threw me. Wow.
And when I saw her, like older, you know, old pictures, like now, current, she just looks totally fine.
Wow.
So,
what happened to her?
Doesn't say.
Passed away peacefully.
Peacefully, with her family by her side.
Okay. Adam West, you want to do Adam West?
Adam West, he was Batman.
They all know him, right?
Moving on.
He really didn't do much else, did he?
No, that was pretty much it. He stuck to that.
He must have been in other movies before. I mean, where did they find him?
Don't forget, he was himself on Family Guy.
Himself on Family Guy. Family Guy was a cartoon.
Yeah. It
still is a cartoon.
Oh, he played himself. It still is a cartoon. Rebecca Berger, 33. I'm not going to make a joke about her name. A fitness blogger. A fitness blogger? Gets on here and model. Died, wait a second, after a pressurized canister of whipped cream exploded and struck her in the chest?
That's right.
Can that happen? Yes, it can happen.
It happened. It did, and it killed her.
What'd she do?
What's her middle name, Cheese?
She had a canister of whipped cream. There's only one kind, right? Pressurized?
Right.
They're all pressure. Somehow it exploded.
What's her middle name? It struck her
in the chest.
No fitness blogger can be eating whipped cream.
What's her middle name?
That's the irony. There we go.
Jeremy's making stupid burger net jokes
now. What's her middle name, Veggie?
No, it's her middle name?
We could be, there are so many jokes here between fitness bloggers and whipped cream, and Jeremy has to go to Rebecca Burger and Cheese.
He's laughing. He's laughing. Boy, I want to tell you something. If he goes on this list before, and we're still doing this, you know, I'm laughing. I don't care.
I've been hanging around Ray too much.
I'm laughing. All right. Blame it on him. Avildsen,
yes.
He won an Oscar for directing Sylvester Stallone in the original Rocky. Wait a second. He just wrote it. I thought he directed it too. And also made Ralph Macchio a star with Karate Kid. He died on June 16th, 81. Complicate. Here we go. Complication. Oh no, it wasn't surgery. They could just say pancreatic cancer. How do you get complications due to pancreatic cancer? You mean the pancreas was still going, but it just caused something else to break down?
All was well, but it was complicated.
Stephen First, who had a son, and of course became Stephen First the Second. No, that's terrible right there. Known for playing Flounder in Animal House. So was that the fat kid? In Animal House? Is that the fat guy?
I believe so. From the photos I saw, I believe so.
Oh, wow.
Stephen First, who will not be the last.
And he was in St. Elsewhere. He was 63. I don't know. I don't know what the heck this is. Go ahead, go.
Prodigy was a New York rapper, and apparently he died at the age of 42, June 20th. He was something. It's just a bunch of something. Sickle cell anemia, right. He had a sickle cell anemia crisis.
Ooh, yeah.
And I guess he had had sickle cell anemia from childhood.
Yeah.
And his fans all knew about it. And apparently after a performance, he had complications and it was complicated.
Everyone I ever heard who died of sickle cell anemia was an African American. I don't know if any,
either.
I don't know if any, American ever got. I know that,
American.
I said American. I don't know if any, you know why, right? Cause I think white, right? That's a real, that's a real
W.
That's a real, I T E. That's a real, conservative right, alt-right thing, right? To think American. I heard a great phrase today that an alt-right person said to a politician. He said, you talk like a liberal, but in your heart, you're a patriot. Ooh.
Burn.
Mobb Deep was the name of his New York rap duo, Rob Deep. But I was going to say anything. Was I going to say something else about him?
No.
I don't think so. Apparently, I don't know. Okay, fine.
We didn't know who he was, so R.I.P.
Died of sickle cell anemia, and I said the sickle cell anemia. That was the end of that. Nyquist, the man who invented the syrup that helps you sleep when you have a cold. No, wrong guy. Michael Nyquist. Or is that Nyquist?
Nyquist, yes.
Nyquist. He played Mikhail Blomkvist in the original Swedish Girl in the Dragon Tattoo films. I didn't see those, but I understand that the books were confusing. He died with a battle. I love this battle with lung cancer. So there are some people who don't battle it. Some people, you get it. The doctor goes, you have lung cancer. He goes, well, okay, I'll just die. I'm not going to fight it. I guess, right? Because you battle?
Sure. Yes, exactly. They gave up.
Yeah, okay.
Michael Bond was the creator of Paddington Bear. And he died on June 28th at the age of 91 after a short illness. You got to love Paddington Bear with the duffel coat and all that, those boots.
I'm trying to run. Oh, am I thinking of a fox with the boots? Who am I thinking about? Who's the Paddington Bear?
There was they just had that movie like last year where they animated the Paddington Bear. He was the bear in a duffel coat and he had yellow boots. I think it's more of an English thing.
Yeah, I think so.
But it was a cute movie. I didn't watch it, but look.
And then what was he? He created it?
He created Paddington Bear, yes.
Just when we weren't even through mourning Michael Bond, when suddenly Gray DiCarlo, who was best
also
known
as Gary,
as the singer of the Gary. Oh, what
Gary.
Did I say? What did I say? Greg?
You said Gray. You said Gray DiCarlo.
Wow. Oh, yeah, right. So if there's something wrong with me, you just laugh about it.
That's why we'll be laughing at him.
Yes, oh, we'll be.
On the list.
We'll probably miss an entire month. We'll run out of time because we're too busy laughing at the demise of Gary DiCarlo was best known for the singer of Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. Oh, boy. Amazing. No one ever did a cover of that, isn't it? He
died.
That's
a great song.
He, too, had a battle with cancer. I think he was battling in the same group as that other guy.
Yeah, Michael Nyquist.
July. What happened in July?
Stevie Ryan, a YouTube star who rose to fame with her Little Locust series,
really?
Died by suicide July 1st, age 33. She hung herself.
Wow, she hanged herself.
She hanged herself.
July, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound pejorative there. It's not enough. You become a YouTube star and he kills himself?
She kills herself.
Stevie was a girl?
Stevie was a girl.
Oh, it was one of those girl Stevie.
Check out her Instagram. She's gorgeous, but she apparently suffered from great suicide.
One of those girl Stevies. I don't know why that's funny, but everyone laughed. One of those girl Stevies. John Blackwell Jr., of course, a prolific musician who prolifically worked with Prince. I don't know him. I knew of, what's her name? Sheila E. I think I met Sheila E. somewhere along the line. Because no one could meet Prince at the time, died on July 4th. What did she do? He do? What did he do? Yaritza was his wife. Why did they mention her? Confirmed, because she confirmed the news of Blackwell's Instagram account. She said, my husband, incredible drummer John Blackwell Jr. passed away peacefully in my company today. Thanks God for his life and thanks everyone for their support. Yaritza, who apparently was not from this country, so her, I don't know what that means. I'll know the typos. So who knows, right? Go ahead.
Who knows? Joan Lee, the wife of Stan Lee, died July 6th, the Marvel legend, oh, sorry, boy. At age 93.
Yes, and he's still cooking. How old is he?
He's still cooking. 90. Probably around the same, yeah.
Nelson Ellis was an actor best known for his work on HBO series True Blood and for his roles on the CBS Elementary. What? CBS Elementary. The films like The Help. He was in The Help. I saw The Help. That was a good movie. And Get On Up was the story of James Brown. Was the bio story of James Brown that Mick Jagger lost a lot of money producing. Died on July 8th from the complications due to heart failure. He was.
I'd say heart failure is pretty complicated.
39. I guess so. Next.
Indeed. And then we've got a friend of mine from the good old days. Oh, God. Armand Daggio was another internet celebrity. Died in beginning of July.
What'd he do?
And he was online. I knew him. He was a friend of mine. And
online.
He pioneered some websites, and he was like the king of internet snark back when it wasn't bullying. No, and it was just an art form. He was really mean to people, and it was funny.
That's even before me then, because I don't know him. You know him because you were the internet first.
That's right.
Superstar. Yes, Did I make up for it yet? Artist yeah, the internet's first superstar. And that was the tag that caught my eye. Martin Landau, of course, died.
Thank goodness it did.
Thank goodness. Martin Landau won an Oscar playing Bela Lugosi and was, you know, a lot of people win Oscars playing other real people. And I'm going to make this prediction right now because we haven't done anything. Golden Globes haven't even occurred or anything, but I'm going to tell you that Gary Oldman will win Best Actor. Period. So go make your bets right now. And not just because Gary Oldman, for the first time, is playing an Oldman.
I can agree with that.
So you could go on and he will win. He's the win. I know these things. George Romero.
Gary filmmaker.
I know someone who worked with him. But I don't know him. I didn't know him. Not to the Night of the Living Dead. There's a great, it was on PBS, the pretentious broadcasting system, had a documentary of him talking about that, you know, how they made that first movie so cheaply and how, you know, everything they got and how they put it together. Great. A great documentary, which, by the way, I got to watch for free. They had these commercials where they had asked for money and they wanted to give you something. If you gave them money, I watched it for free. Who's Chester Bennington?
Chester Bennington was the front man of Linkin Park, died by suicide on July 20th. After Chris Cornell's death, he apparently that had something to do with it, and so he killed himself on Chris Cornell's 53rd birthday. Man. He was a musician. Frontman of Linkin Park.
Depression's a terrible thing when it goes that far, and I can't.
It is. It's really whacking people off.
Yeah, for the life of me. And I knew someone who was I was a wonderful guy, and he was a striving actor and everything like that. You know, it was just he was okay. He was a good guy. And then this one day, I don't know, he just blew his head off in his apartment. It was unbelievable. I wasn't
like
there.
That
I
guy
wasn't
in the desert.
I wasn't there. Now I'm just saying that it was horrible to think because it's a shock beyond a shock. First of all, you got to be shocked that somebody decides to commit suicide, right. And that in itself is a shock. And then you know the person, like, what do you mean you went through with it? It's like, what? Right. Why?
Exactly.
You know, you never know a person until you live with them.
Never. Never. That's and horrible. Of course, gentle listeners, Chester did hang himself.
This guy, a lot of people got mixed up with John Hurt. And I didn't know John Hurt died. And I didn't know he was that old. John Hurt. Is he best known? I love how they know. Best known for Kevin McAllister's dad in 1990's Home Alone. He's not best known. I mean, I know him from Big. He was that guy in Big, the bad guy in Big. Okay.
Which would be a much better reference.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
It would.
June Foray, we got to move on here.
June Foray, the voice actor. Aww. She died Wednesday, July 26th at age 99. She was the voice behind dozens of well-known animated characters such as Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
That's right. And we've talked about the original one because I've talked about her. So this is June Foray. I knew knew and met and was one of my greatest moments in Hollywood was meeting. And now I forgot her name. It's incredible. She did Smurf voices and did voices till the day she died, but she was the Crusader Rabbit. She was the voice of Crusader Rabbit.
Oh, wow.
When I found out it was her, it was at a recording studio, I went nuts. Everybody went crazy. This was like, to me, this was the biggest thing ever. But anyway, she's been gone a while. But June Foray, of course, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. What? Again? What? Again? That's my Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Gigi.
What?
Very
Gigi
good.
Gigi Pearson.
No. It wasn't Gigi Pearson, okay? That was not the voice of Crusader Rabbit. You'll find it now. As we move on, Barbara...
Lucille Bliss.
Yes, Lucille Bliss. Thank you very much. God rest her soul. Well, she got to meet me, so I guess that... Yes, Barbara Sinatra. It says here, and this is fun. I'll tell you something about this. Barbara Sinatra. Las Vegas showgirl. Philanthropist, widow of singer Frank Sinatra. She was his last wife that he had when he died. She also was, before he was her husband was Zeppo Marx of the Marx Brothers. So Barbara Marx.
I love it.
Okay. So there's that little piece of action. August.
Glenn Campbell, the country singer and entertainer. Who sold over 50 million albums during his career. August 8th, he died after suffering, and he did suffer, from Alzheimer's disease. Yeah. He was 81. I didn't know he finally died, because I saw a documentary of him suffering.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show. It was pretty good for him to do that. I know someone who died recently. It was only like 70 or 69 or 70. I didn't know you could die that young of Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can die really young of Alzheimer's. Yeah. There's like premature Alzheimer's and all sorts of crazy shit now.
I like that one. That would be the 10th anniversary. The 10th anniversary. The artist D and Frank Atolo. Roll call from the Bone Garden. : There's all kinds of shit now. That's the title of this one.
Trailer.
Remember to put that when you put that on Juice Talk. Remember. There's all kinds of shit now.
Crazy shit now.
Dick Gregory.
I made notes.
I knew Dick Gregory was a bite. Now, you want to talk legend, okay? This guy, stand-up comedian who in the old days, the real old days, I'm talking about the 60s, okay? When he was on a show, African-American, a lot of people might know him just from being an activist. He went on a hunger strike he said, I'm not going to eat again until the war in Vietnam is over. And, I was at a couple of events with him, but I never got, to really meet him or what have you. But this guy was absolutely outrageous, because he was a black comedian. When there weren't black comedians, they wouldn't allow him in certain clubs. This is 1960s. And, when on a talk show, they would not allow him to sit in the chair. He had to sit on the couch, and even if he was, You know, they had a couch on the, and they would not let him sit to the desk until Jack Parr said, I kid you not. He said, why don't you come on the show? And Dick Gregory said, I'm tired of going on the show and I have to sit in the couch, you know, I'm just in the couch.
It's a good and Dick Gregory impression.
It was a terrible one. I think. And Jack Parr said, you come on my show and you could sit in the chair. That was the first time. Can I imagine that? The '60s and a black guy couldn't, it's amazing. You know, I mean,
it is.
He was an amazing person. He wasn't afraid to do incredible jokes, and I wish I could remember like two or three of them that were absolutely terrific about being black in America. So if you get a chance on YouTube or wherever you could find these old tapes, this goes for you too, Mr. Long.
Excuse me.
You.
Not only do I own all of his books, but I met him 2 years ago.
Yeah, but do you have a selfie with him?
I was going to say, I think that there was a selfie. Of
well, that
Dick
doesn't
Gregory
mean crap. What means? Well, here's what means. What,
you were saying like it didn't.
That means crap.
You were about to accuse me of I not knowing of him.
Because I wouldn't believe you met him if you didn't take a selfie with him. That's why. What I'm saying is that you got to see some of his old stand-up acts.
I've watched it.
Okay, well, good. All right, move
every
on.
Person Jeremy's met has been documented.
Yeah. And that's then, of true. Course, Jerry bit the dust. Right. We all
and
know
all
that.
All I know about Jerry Lewis is that Frank read a book about him that was really good.
Yes, and I did meet him, and the first thing he did before saying hello was tongue kiss his poodle. I've told this story 100 times, and maybe
I even remember that
you
story.
You do, right?
Yes. Yeah,
because I worked the telethon back in the old days. How about Jay Thomas?
Thomas, this is one that I didn't know died, and he's like everywhere. He was the award, Emmy-winning Murphy Brown star,
yeah,
Cheers actor.
I remember his face, yeah. I remember his face. To be Hooper or not to be Hooper? That is the question.
That is the question, and he was the horror legend. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that misspelled? Or is it supposed to be pronounced
Tobe?
Tobe.
I'm sure it's Toby,
oh,
but
Tobe.
It's
yeah, Tobe. That's
Tobe.
It.
Yes.
Toby Hooper or not Toby?
He directed Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, wow.
He died at the age of 74.
He also directed Poltergeist. Really?
And Salem's Lot.
Okay. Now, Richard Anderson is not, that's not the guy I'm thinking about. I know this guy, but he's not the guy that was on the Twilight Zone who I met. Who I marched in Peace March. Tom did too, in fact. The other guy, this guy named Anderson, he's in a lot of the episodes of Twilight Zone episodes. If Tom's still listening, he'll remember when we marched at NY, at New York Institute of Technology when that May after the shooting at Kent State, and we marched, through the streets of New Manhattan. We were accosted, men, construction men working in buildings that were not completely constructed, threw pieces of cinder block from like the 16th floor. With throwing and this guy named Anderson, I forgot his first name. He's in a lot of Twilight Zones. But here I am talking about someone else, and it's not this guy, Richard Anderson.
It's not Richard Anderson.
We know.
Who I do know from the $6 Million Man and the Bionic Woman. He was that guy.
Yeah. Included Forbidden Planet, Path. Yes, he was in.
That guy.
What?
Doing Hank Hill.
Who are you talking about? Oh, they're having their own story over here. It's September 2017, and Steely Dan co-founder Walter Becker dies. You know, someone said to me, "How about that?" I forgot the name of the other guy, but the guy used to write songs with him. But he's the guy, the only guy I knew. Who was the other guy? Who wrote these songs? They didn't even mention him in this thing.
I don't even know these guys.
No, Donald Fagen.
I know these guys, but I don't know these guys.
I knew of Donald Fagen. I'd heard the name Donald Fagen. And people said to me, you don't know Walter Becker? The only thing I ever knew about Steely Dan was the name Donald Fagen. Had no idea. And they went, oh, God. Like, oh, God, you're not in our club. Get out of here. Get out of here. I love those people. You don't know him, so you're an idiot. Oh, then again, we both know one of those people. But let's go on. Steely Dan.
He was cynical about human nature, including his own, and hysterically funny. So he probably would have liked this broadcast.
I'm sure he would have. Walter Becker. I'm sure Walter
Becker.
I know some of the songs, but I didn't know he had anything to do with I didn't know his name. I didn't know a lot. You know a lot of groups? Like, you know, let's say, who was the drummer of the Jay Giles Band? Who freaking knows, right? Do you know? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead.
Troy Gentry, which is someone I feel as if I should know about, but I don't. I guess he was one half of the popular country duo Montgomery Gentry, died in a tragic helicopter crash at the age of 50 on September 8th, just hours before a scheduled concert in Jersey. I don't know Montgomery Gentry, but I do.
I don't know.
And I didn't hear about this. I
don't even know him, and I worked at the Grand Ole Opry and did play things down there and knew a lot of those people. In fact, I hope he's up on here. You know who Mel Tillis died.
Yes,
is he on this?
He's coming up.
Okay, he'll come up later. We'll talk about Mel. Okay. Don Williams, the gentle giant of country music. Good old boys like me. I've heard some of this stuff and I didn't know this guy either. He wasn't one of those super ones. He said he retired from performing saying, I'm so thankful for my fans, my friends, my family for the everlasting love and support. Now let me tell you that again. Fans, friends, and family.
Hell yeah.
How about Michelle?
Michelle Rounds, I'm trying not to laugh because this could make jokes. Jeremy could do jokes about this. Rosie O'Donnell's ex-wife died at the age of 46
from
a suicide on September 11th.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Yes.
I didn't know. I thought she was married, but I didn't know that. Frank Vincent, a legendary film and television tough guy who battled James Gandolfini and Robert De Niro in his most famous roles. Why do I know him? Raging Bull? Maybe he was in what? He was in Raging Bull, and he was in Casino. Wow, we probably know this guy from his face, don't we? I know this guy!
Too, yeah.
I do! This is the guy, yes. This guy was in all the Scorsese's movies. He's always played a gangster or what have you. He's the guy who hit Joe Pesci and Joe Pesci's film brother in Casino when they kill them and they hit him with baseball bats and they bury him in the desert. Jeremy really needs medication. Okay.
This we know.
I know this. Yes, I do know this guy. Yes, Frank Vincent.
Yeah, he's great. Good movie.
And he did a commercial. Here's a guy I always identified with Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah.
And nobody said a thing. That was a moment of quiet, moment of silence.
Yes, I was searching to see why.
Harry Dean Stanton, because he lived this kind of life I wound up living. And I did not realize, he was a regular guy. He played guitar. He would sit around play guitar. He had all these friends who were way younger than he was younger. And he wasn't, he didn't have two kids. He had, so I don't know if he was married or anything, but he was a single guy, lived up there in a Hollywood. He lived in a really strange place. And he was always like another guy in a movie and a character actor. I don't think he ever made a movie and it starred in it, right? So he's
yeah, if they saw film, his face.
His very last film.
Yeah. Oh, the very last film was about him though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that don't count. And, I always liked him and I still see him in pictures I didn't know he played in these pictures and here and there I see him. He was, matter of fact, he's in Godfather 2. Did you know he's in Godfather 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of the guys who keeps, who was working with the guy who tells away from the thing. What? I don't know. Forget it. You'll see him around everywhere.
Well, not now.
Ben Casey was a doctor and a fictional doctor who... who is this? Bernie? Bernie Casey? Who is
Bernie it? Casey was an actor and former athlete known for his roles in movies including Revenge of the Nerds and I'm Gonna Hit You, Sucker, as well as his seasons with the NFL's 49ers and Rams. And he was in James Bond movie, Never Say Never Again.
The one.
Justin Bieber movie?
Yeah, he was in, he was in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Do you know that? You know that one, don't you, Jeremy?
I know a lot.
Talk about Edith Windsor. I remember
her. Edith Windsor, apparently she was a gay rights pioneer. She died of unspecified causes. What a way to die. Yeah. On September 12th, leading to an outpouring of remembrances and politicians from celebrities spanning several decades. She was 88. She looked like a fun gal.
I guess a lot of 88s, 89 into 90s die of unspecified causes because they just go and they went, they were old, forget about it. Don't even look into it, right? It's like, right, he was old. It's 88.
Wait, wouldn't that just go
international? This year, my godmother was sitting. She was 80 something though. She was close to 90, sitting in her favorite chair, comfortable chair. And she said, "Oh my goodness, I forgot to send Frankie." That's me, her godson. "So I forgot to send Frankie a birthday present. Tomorrow I'll write that check." She went to sleep and died. So that was that. So these things happen. Unspecified? That's unspecified. And they said, "What happened?" "She went to sleep. It's unspecified. We don't know. I guess her life stopped."
She forgot to specify.
Now, how about this one? Violet Brown. Go ahead. Go ahead.
"Is the world's oldest person is dead at the age of 117.
Wow.
She didn't, they didn't even, whoever wrote the obit didn't even,
There's nothing. Exactly. We get nothing. She's just the world's oldest person. They didn't That's all she did.
It was unspecified. Nothing. They didn't even insult us. Our intelligence by saying unspecified. She's 117. Who would ask, "Well, really? How did that happen?" Who would ask that? Who would go, "She's 117. My God, how'd that happen?"
Who's the new oldest person?
Who is the new oldest person?
Exactly. Now, see, that's really sad that, that's her thing. That's her claim to fame.
Her claim to fame. That's right.
What did Violet do? Well, she was the oldest person. And I'd be like, "But what did she do?"
She must have did a lot of things. She had a lot of time to do it, didn't she?
Hell of a lot of time.
Jake LaMotta, of course, we just mentioned Raging Bull. The movie Raging Bull was about this boxer, Jake LaMotta. He finally died, and he was 95.
Wow, he's right.
This guy took a bunch of beatings. And boy, did he! And he beat up his wife too.
He couldn't stop beating.
He did.
He had to beat everyone.
And he lived.
He couldn't stop.
He couldn't stop. He couldn't stop.
He just went around beating up people.
Lillian Betancourt, the L'Oreal Cosmetics heiress, and the world's
That's L'Oreal.
L'Oreal. It says L'Oreal. Oh, L'Oreal. Oh, L'Oreal. I see. L'Oreal. L'Oreal. Look what they did to my son. Okay, I'm sorry. I just went into a godfather.
Look what they did to my boy.
The world's richest woman.
So we've lost the oldest person and the richest woman. Who shall replace them?
And that's it. Just because of these cosmetics, because she had this. You know how many people must have died a lot younger because they used her stuff and all the chemicals and crap, right? Yes. Think about it. Right? The melanoma queen. All right, let's move. I don't know. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
It says Lillian Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Maybe the next person.
Betancourt.
Maybe the next one will be both the oldest and
I know. The artist D, you're still putting up with him on Tuesday nights. I don't know. Charles Bradley, the soul legend. A soul legend. And there are no other legends. He is the soul. No, S-O-U-L. He's a legend. Began his career as a James Brown impersonator. And then he was with and before breaking out in the 2000s, I guess he was using L'Oreal. Before breaking out in the 2000s with trio of critically acclaimed albums. Really? He was 68. Following, you guess it, A Battle with Cancer. That's the name of my new book, by the way. A Battle with Cancer by Frank Atolo.
One ever seems to wave the white flag at cancer.
No. We really need say nothing about Hugh Hefner, huh?
No, I think we all know Hugh Hefner. He is dead.
All right, bye-bye.
And Monty Hall, who one deal he could not close, staying alive. See? Oh, Jeremy goes, Jeremy made a face like, oh, how could you make fun of him? Who took his place? What's his name? What's the guy?
Wayne Brady.
That's very good, Wayne Brady. You're right. The legendary Let's Make a Deal host who did a lot of stuff before that, but that's what he became. That's why he became popular. October, let's move on. Because there's
Tom
no
Petty.
The legends, Leroy, legends of legends.
Or legends.
The legendary derivative. I don't want to say anything bad about the dead.
Yeah. Age 66, Tom Petty, who was dead before he was dead. Because this is the one who, like 2 days worth of social media rest in peace, and he wasn't even dead yet.
His fans wanted him dead, and I'll tell you why.
So badly.
They wanted him dead so he could be called the legend, because they couldn't call him that beforehand. Here's the legend, Tom Petty, and another song that sounds like the song he did, and in pieces of every other song that was ever written. Here they are. I just was not a fan of Tom. Well, how can you
be?
He's
very petty over this.
How can you be? I don't want to be petty about it. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't want to look. I say this in the beginning. I don't want anyone to die. I don't want everyone to live forever. But, you know, legends.
Since they're dead.
It's just like someone. A friend of mine once said, you know, he said that every time someone dies, right, you have, you know, people say that all these, they say, find all these wonderful things to say about them and stuff like that. He said, maybe once. He said, wouldn't you like to see somebody get up and go, Miles Micklin. Miles Micklin may have been the first man to play an oboe with a straw, but I gotta tell you something. He was a son of a bitch! That bastard should have been dead when, you know, it's like, there's so many, nobody ever says things like that. Go ahead.
I'm sure somebody says that. Yeah. But Ralphie May, the comedian, died October 6th at 45 of cardiac arrest.
Jack and I, my oldest son Jack, and I watched that first season with aplomb, and then that show just died completely. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's still around. I'll know him if I saw him because
Ralphie
he's from.
I have to say, I love Jeremy's reaction when I said after suffering cardiac arrest, Jeremy's like, well, yeah.
Well, it was from complications with pneumonia.
Where? Who?
True. Ralphie May.
Oh, he just read beyond that.
He was a very large fellow, and he was clearly a little bit unhealthy. I think we can fairly say.
Daisy Berkowitz, knee. You don't hear that often.
No, you don't. Also, I don't even think kids these days know what that means.
Scott Putski, the founding guitarist of Marilyn Manson and the Spooky Kids, died following a years-long battle with stage 4 colon cancer. Years-long. No wonder. Was he screaming too? No wonder. I think Marilyn's why he was screaming, like Marilyn screams. Maybe that inspired Marilyn to scream.
Spooky kids made him scream.
Sergey Aksionov.
A Russian video game streamer severed an artery after accidentally falling into a glass cabinet while celebrating a victory in World of Tanks.
Whoa! Aksionov. What happened to his finger? He Aksionov.
And then they have to add that he was known for expressive behavior and drinking alcohol while playing these games.
So obviously, you know.
What happened?
He acting off.
Okay. He expressed himself a little too hard.
Can you pronounce Robert's name, last name, correctly, please?
Guillaume?
I don't know. Robert Guillaume?
Probably Guillaume.
Guillaume.
Goulame, that's probably it.
Raising is very confident.
Benson and Soap.
He's a college student. He knows these things.
Benson and Soap, he's an American. Oh, no, I don't know.
Benson. Yeah.
This is the second one in the roll call, but I will say legend, okay? And then this is the funny thing. When Fats Domino dies, all the people, there's only a few people on Facebook who say something. And it's like, yeah, that black piano player. Black, now they don't use legend. Just, you know, Fats Domino, up until like the week before he died, was still playing in these little bars, on Baton Rouge and all these places down there. Still playing. and like Chuck Berry. That's a legend. Fats Domino. There's plenty of stories about him that go way out into. So what is going on behind my back? Dead. 89. I thought he was way older than that. But as a Wolfman once said to Fats Domino, us big guys sweat a lot, huh? Okay. Come on, we're gonna run a little late here, so that's okay, everyone. So stay
epic,
with us. We're in
epic
November.
Bone garden.
We're in November and we're going to end
Brad Bufanda. He played an actor who played Felix Toombs on Veronica Mars, died by suicide November 3rd. He was 34. He was also on some WB dramas. He also appeared in 2004's Hilary Duff Vehicle.
Why don't I know Veronica Mars? Was that a... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Veronica Mars? What do we know? Is that a TV show?
Yeah, it's a great show starring Kristen Bell.
What is it?
It's a show. He had to put in great because it's like, I like it. Great. He couldn't just say, it's a show.
It's a cult classic. It has a cult following.
Yeah, I bet you it's even legendary.
It lasted three seasons, and then the fans demanded they make a movie and funded it.
Vika A. Fox on November 1st. Bufonda committed suicide. Vivica. Oh, that was him. Who? Vivica?
Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica. Oh, that was
him. Starred with her in something called Garlic and Gunpowder. This guy had quite the list of credentials, apparently. But he committed suicide by jumping off of his residential tower in the Park La Brea apartment in Los Angeles.
I know that area. I lived right by there.
Didn't you live in there?
I lived by it. I didn't live in the Park La Brea.
Where?
La Brea.
I lived on La Brea.
Right, Frank did.
I did.
Not me.
German actress.
Did you live in La Brea? No, I lived in La Brea. No, who lived in La Brea? Oh.
The La Brea tar pits. What tar pits? They're the hard things in the middle of olives. Okay, German actress Karen Dorr, who I do remember this lady because it's the only thing I ever saw her when she played the wife of Ernst Stavro Blofeld, who was played by who was the guy, the bald guy who played, who went what was his name, the bald guy, he was in a TV show, Cossack or Kojak. Who was Kojak? What was that actor's name? Kojak.
For crying out loud. I know, who's that guy?
Yeah, he played Blofeld in that movie. Oh no, wait a second. They're wrong. What? It wasn't that. Oh no, it wrong. The movie was Telly Savalas. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
That was
Tom comes through.
Yeah, and it's the wrong movie. They got the wrong James Bond movie. It was On Her Majesty's Secret Service. It was not You Only Live Twice. But in the book, okay, you didn't get to that book, so I'm not going to ruin it for you. You're still reading.
Yeah, but nobody proofreads on the internet. So
Thank you, Tom. Liz Smith.
The grand dame of New York gossip columnists. She died at 90. It's not here, but she was really old. It was like 97 or something.
Yeah, she was really old. I mean, Tom and I used to read Liz Smith columns. I guess it was a New York, it was a Daily News, right? Yeah, Daily News, not the Mirror. The Mirror was gone by then. Wendy Pepper, the fashion designer known for competing on Project Runway. She was only 53. She also appeared on other Bravo reality shows, like Celebrity Poker Showdown. My goodness, how did I ever miss that? Okay.
And then Haider Korkmaz, 42, a Turkish-Dutch drug dealer and informant, died while fishing when he threw his fish hook into an electrical wire.
Well, that's what happens to informants. They're rats. But the guy is funny. He's an informant. And his first name is Haider. Where's your daughter? Quick, hide her. Because my daughter, hide her. Anne Wedgworth, actress who played Lana Shields in Three's Company. Now, I don't remember who Lana Shields in that. I only knew one.
She was in the sexy role, one of them.
Oh, she was after What's-Her-Name left.
Right, well, yeah, one of the ones after Suzanne Summers.
Everybody's What's-Her-Name, What's-His-Name
what's
to me.
What's her name?
I only knew what's her name. The other one, I don't even know her name. Earl Hyman. Earl Hyman, who comes from the famous family. The famous family that discovered the part in a virgin way back. He goes way back, this guy. That's a bad joke, isn't it? Tom should be going,
I was just putting together, like, what if you had a son named Haider? Haider Hyman.
Haider Hyman. That's a great name. There's a good, hey Jeremy, there's a good name for you, because you need another name. Yeah, Haider Hyman. Haider Hyman. Hi, it's me, Haider. Let's hear it for him. Haider Hyman! He's getting his big break tonight. Oh. Okay, let's move on.
Della Reese, the singer and actress. I think we all know Della Reese.
Yes, Della Reese died.
She died. Followed briefly by Charles Manson, who finally died.
Yeah, Charles Manson finally. We can move on. Here he is, Mel Tillis.
There
Tillis. I told Mel Tillis We used to hang out with him down in Nashville, and you know, it was funny to listen to this guy. And he was very self-effacing about how he stuttered. For those of you who don't know, he stuttered, but never on a record. And he was also a good songwriter. He wrote a lot of songs other people did. But I said to him, hey, Mel, I bet you can't sing the song. He said, you know, I know you don't stutter. So when you sing, but I bet you can't sing the song Katie. See, you knew that. You knew,
I do,
right?
Know that, yeah.
Oh, see,
these other two, they just crickets.
What
crickets,
does he say?
God damn it.
Thompson, okay. I came to LA for mild winters, scenic summers. I came to LA for mild winters, scenic autumns, and Suzanne Summers.
Oh, Tom.
Tom, I was this close to see. Okay, it's a long story. The point is this. No one ever smelled. I have been around women of many different...
Ilkages.
Okay? This is, by the way, usually when we end the show, but we're going a little late here to the roll call from the Bone Garden with the artist D and I in our 10th anniversary show, because we're going to get through December. No woman ever smelled better, and I was very close to Suzanne Summers. I'm telling you, to this day, as good as some women smell, no one ever smelled better than Suzanne Summers.
She still looks like she smells pretty good.
I love that, right? She still looks like she... I didn't smell her, but she sure looks like she smells great. I love that one, right?
Frank smelled her. I only saw her, but she looks like she smells great.
I was closest. Anyway, forget it. Here's my point. My point is, do you understand, guys, why a guy who stutters would laugh? And he laughed at it. Mel Tillis, he probably heard the joke before.
That's pretty good.
I said, I bet you'll have to stutter when you sing Katie. Because a stutterer doesn't, when they sing, they don't stutter. But the lyrics of Katie go like this. Katie, Katie. And he knew the song. Jeremy's going like, I don't want to tell Frank, I don't know anything about this, but I'll laugh. I'll smile anyway. Okay, move on.
And unfortunately, moving right along to Lil Peep, the New York rapper who mixed guitar-driven emo and rap production on mixtapes and gained millions of plays on SoundCloud, died November 15th after an overdose of fentanyl and generic Xanax. He was 21, and I must say he practically posted of his overdoses on Instagram on a regular basis, so no one should be surprised.
I can't believe, because I know a lot of young people, I can't believe how affected people were. That this guy so affected so many people, and I didn't know him at all, you know?
I was really surprised. Out of all, I looked in a lot of lists to get our roll call tonight, and he was on almost all of them, and I had never heard of him until near death.
What is it? Absolutely stupendous recognition, and I it's amazing. We all know David Cassidy died. He had great late. I'm going to give you his last words, because I thought that they were one of the best things he ever did. Because I wasn't great, you know. He was that guy, and I knew someone who worked with him, playing a role there was a Broadway, no, not a Vegas show about the Rat Pack, and I knew the guy who played Frank Sinatra, and he played something else too. He produced the show, David Cassidy. But I won't tell you his last words. Are you ready for this one?
We're ready.
So much wasted time. Malcolm Young, the guitarist and founder of AC/DC, died. Well, you know, it would be, imagine if this guy was electrocuted. That would have been too much. That would have been too much.
That would be.
He was 64?
64. Only.
A years-long battle with dementia. That's probably from the listening to his own songs live. That would knock your brain out, wouldn't it? I could have did it with my mouth. I need a guitar. I'll buy a guitar. Anyway, Jim Nabors finally bought it.
He finally did. The shy Alabaman comedy TV star Gomer Pyle.
Golly! Which he got from Tom. Who was it, Tom? Tom, come on. Who did? Why not? Tom, who did it? We met him. Remember when he came into the studio? back in New York at Sheridan Ellison. War! Dayton Allen, I got it. Sorry, Tom, I got it. And then this guy, and then Jim Nabors went, golly, which is really, why not? Sideways. Enrico Castellini, we're in December now. This is our final month wow. We would have really skipped over a few.
Yeah.
Hold on a second here. Someone's whispering something. They don't want the radio long listeners to hear. What?
Don't forget to add that one at the end.
They add that one at the end. That's right. You got to add one at the end.
We can hear you.
Yeah. A postal avant-garde guy who consisted of reliefs in the form of monochromatic canvases. He was an artist. Enrico Castellini died at 87. He did what? Reliefs in the form of monochromatic canvases. Boy, you don't see that often. With a row upon row of taut, protruding, tented points. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. Here's taut, protruding, and tented points. It's a great name for a group, huh? Go ahead.
Ivan Shermayev died December 2nd at the age of 85. A graphic designer, he forged some of the most recognizable corporate logos. What a way to be remembered, including those of the cable channel Showtime, HarperCollins, Smithsonian Institute, and Pan Am.
Now, this is the guy who Howard Hughes, Howard Hughes? Oh, no, that was trans. That was TWA. Forget it. Not the guy. Johnny Halliday died on December 6th, and it was pronounced to be a Halliday on the... No, oh God, that was
a hell of a day.
He was the French answer to Elvis Presley. But what was the question? That's what I want to know.
What was the French question?
Mr. Halliday kept audiences enthralled for nearly 60 years with his Gallic interpretations of American rock and roll and his turbulent offstage life. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Halliday. Wow. Come on,
followed quickly by Johnny Fox, who was a sword-swallowing magician, wow, who did not die while choking on a sword.
Wow! No,
he presented a quirky art form to enthusiastic audiences, and he died of cancer.
Yeah, Johnny, a sword-swallowing magician. That's just another slice of life, as far as I'm concerned. Vera Katz, a Jewish refugee, who was elected to 3 terms as Portland's mayor. I did not know this. She was public. She's known for public transit because she took it. Eco-conscious design, not echo. Look, everybody ran into the corner and they opened their phones. You know, there's just no way anyone can pay attention. She died of what? I'm sorry. Go on.
She died. And then Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Not the other guy, but the lead singer of the K-pop group Shin E died at the age of 27 on December 18th.
Yeah, I remember when this happened, yeah.
Yes, he apparently died of suicide, not by hanging. He committed suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning.
Gosh darn. Dick Enberg? Okay, all right, Dick Enberg at the end. Dick Enberg is the end on the end. 82. You know, the thing about Dick Enberg, I'm going to close this and I'm going to talk about the other one here for a second because it's connected to another one earlier. That's it, right?
That's it, yes.
Dick Enberg, I just don't understand, but I know a lot of people in the sports world and who are writers and everything, and they were like, oh man, like this guy was some kind of hero. And, you know, he was, when you talk about an announcer, I mean, this guy was totally vanilla, and he did different sports, and he just did comment. I mean, almost anyone could have done what Dick Enberg did. And I'm not saying Dick Enberg, he had got a lot of work and did a lot of work, and everybody was so nuts over this guy. And I'm like, really? It was just Dick Enberg. And you know, I don't think it's so bad in life to say that certain people were just this, because we compare, right? Don't we? There are dynamics. There are,
and we need the justs.
Yes, we do. So I don't understand why it was such a thing. Like, I don't know, but you know, Dick, rest in peace. I don't know what to tell you. But I didn't think
we can tell you nothing, but just go rest.
Before we got on the air, we had an announcement from the newsroom. We talked about Mary Tyler Moore, talked about Dick Van Dyke, and the lady who played one of the writers in the show, Rosemarie, has passed away.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know her age.
Just an hour.
Do we have an age? We don't know. Is anyone? Sure. No, it doesn't matter. We know she was old. And she was recently in a, I recently saw her, or I saw her for the last time in a documentary about the Dick Van Dyke Show that was done on one of those programs somewhere, somehow, someplace. Ladies and germs, children of all ages, that does it.
She was 94.
Rest in peace. Last chance. Anybody who wants
anybody else?
Anybody who died now? Because we have a couple of days. This always happens because I think it was only once that we had a New Year's Eve, right? The Thursday was the last.
Yep. It was like two. I think it might have been 1 year ago, but I think 2 years.
And that was like the only time. And even people died after that too, because it was another hour. Someone just went boop, boop. What was that?
Click it.
Who is it? 94.
Could be a dead person.
It was Tom Savino. Thank God, not a dead person. He just told us that Rosemary was 94. Tom, if you know any others that went while we were talking, this is your last chance to get onto the
because those poor souls between this time and the first, they never, rarely ever get mentioned.
But look at it this way: if they're really, really popular, they'll get far more exposure than we could give them. So there's that. Great work. I almost made your list last year. Yes, he did. And thankfully, Tom did not make the list this year.
Yes, I'm glad Tom is not on the list. I'm glad all of us are off the list this year.
To the 10th anniversary. And Tom will be back, for those of you listening live. Not lifelike. I think, what is it, Tom? It's not the 8th, it's the 14th? Or what's the you're coming back with Savino Veritas. Returns on the 8th, 14th, 18th, 14th, 16th?
The annual Oscar
14th,
show.
18th, you're doing the annual Oscar show. What, you're
Perhaps
on it?
Perhaps it's the 18th or the 11th.
Jeremy will be on it, just one more reason not to listen. But anyway, no, I'm joking. Come on, you guys. I didn't do my...
I'll skip that one.
I haven't done an Oscar show in a long time, but I'm telling you right now, you place your bets on Gary Oldman, best actor, and best internet superstar.
The artist D.
January 8th. Oh, he returns January 8th. Tom returns January 8th. I thought, okay. He returns January 8th, on Savino Veritas, which follows this show. I would normally just be handing over the cyberwaves to him. And then Tom and I will be together on one show early in January. I'm just letting him know that because we talked about it, but we didn't get a date. So you'll see that too. Tom, you were great. Again, a lot of compliments on the Tonto show, the Tonto joke show, which ran last week. Again,
hilarious
pieces of it, which were just terrifically funny. And everything else. Ray Catolo, we say goodnight to Jeremy Long. We say goodnight, guys. Happy New Year to you guys.
Yes, Happy New Year to the cast and crew.
To the people who hung around here for this, and to the rest of you, and to you too, Dee,
and to you as well, Frank.
To me, and to all. I guess that's it. We made it. We'll make it. Let's look for the 11th. Don't forget next year, in the last Thursday, the 11th year of Roll Call from the Bone Garden with the artist Dee and me. We're all crossing our fingers, right?
I can tell you
one thing. If it happens with me, it won't be suicide. That's for sure. Oh, no.
That's right.
And you know,
we're going to hang around for quite a while.
We're going to hang around for quite a while. We're going to hang around. All right. I'm going to play the theme. And
you can find me at theartistz.com.
Oh,
everything
right.
is there.
Yeah, everything is there. I have lost track. There's so many shows during the week and the artist is all
There's
over
so
the place.
Many things. Just go there.
Just go there. You'll get everything. I like the new look of it. Yeah, you have a new look there and that looks good. So everything, that's it except for saying goodnight to Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever she's located tonight. Hey, good night, yes, and I guess we'll all do it. Let's all do it together. We're leaving now because we have nothing more to say.
Nothing more to say.